neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Chassid HaSherev, that we observe on Shabbat, Midrash brings, why we give Chassid HaSherev? Why? Why you give half a Sherev, not the whole Sherev? No, that was for yesterday. Yeah, for today. So now, Rabbeinu Al-Sheikh HaKadosh explains, Machasit, half, actually, is because of the miscalculation they did for half a day, 6 hours. As the Pasuk is informing us, Bayarham ki boshesh Moshe lavo. Boshesh means delay, they calculated, they thought that Moshe is late. You cut the boshesh in half, you have boshesh, that means 6 hours. They made a mistake. So they say Moshe is late, so you have to do something. You cannot be without a leader. So they were very swift, zariz, to replace Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. So now, it's a very beautiful practice that we do every day. No, that we have no choice. Yeah. But when you say Shema Yisrael, how many words it has?
200.
No. Words. Six, right? You say Shema Yisrael once in a while? Yeah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Ehad. How many words we have? Six. So now the Midrash explains that when you say Shema Yisrael, actually, it's Sirom Chet Ha'Egel. Why? Because they made a mistake in 6 hours. So we say six words, that is Shema Yisrael. Then it will fix whatever that commit a sin. Well, what's the connection? What Shema Yisrael has anything to do with the 6 hours that they miscalculated? What's the connection?
Praise Hashem, so that's the connection.
We said Hallel also. We said Hallel today.
We say that He is the one, only one.
Fine, but what's the connection with what they made a mistake? What's the connection with Machasit HaShekel that we're trying to fix the wrongdoing? So now what do we say in Shema Yisrael? We say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Ahad. What does Shema Yisrael mean? What does it mean? Shema! What does it mean? No.
Accept.
If you don't have this mind, you didn't observe the mitzvah. Shema means to?
Accept.
And understand. One more time. What does Shema mean?
Accept.
And understand. L'rabel, l'havin. This is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. What is Hashem? Midat, the attribute of? Rahamim. What is Elokeinu? Is mighty. So we say, you have to accept that the Rahamim and the mightiness of Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem Ahad, is?
One.
Is only one. So what does it mean? That means, when you're informed by good news, or Chas V'Shalom, not good news, you have to be happy, because they're both
the
same. There's no difference. If you lose money, or you gain $1 million, they're both
same.
Only one person said the same. One more time. You lose money, or you win a lottery, they're both
same. Same exact thing.
Same thing,
different result.
You're healthy or Chas V'Shalom, you're not healthy. They're both?
Same. You leave it and we go out.
People respect you or don't respect you, they're both?
The same.
People listen to you or don't listen to you, they're both?
Same.
It's getting tougher now. You come home, the dinner is ready or not ready, the boat?
Yes, sir.
I guess the other side, they like it. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Ahad. So now we understand. So what they made mistake at the time that Moshe was late, they should have thought, nothing happened, he's late, he's gonna come. So that's why the Shema Yisrael actually is the tikkun, is the fixing of boshesh. the boshesh, the delay, that Moshe Abner Alav Shalom, they thought, they made a mistake. But that's what he gave them Mahasit HaShekel. The Mahasit HaShekel actually is reminding us, see, they rushed. That's what Hashem said. Saru Maher. No, I took him out of Mitzrayim. I spread the sea for them. I sent the Ananim for them. All the clouds of glory. Look at this. They have no sablanut.
They had no patience to praise Hashem. So that's why they got into this.
I know, but they were ready to make a decision. That's what the whole point. They thought that's whatever they're doing is a correct thing to do. And that's exactly relates to us. When we make a decision, nobody can change our decision. Say, oh, this is what I like to do. I'm doing the right thing. And that's why people come to you and say, with your permission. What permission? I didn't give you permission. He said, by Jaseh Shoma. What do you mean? Well, what permission? I didn't give you any permission. He said, with permission, and then he does anything he wants. I didn't give you any permission. But he politely is telling you, don't tell me anything. I know what I'm doing. That's what with permission means. So that's what they did. That's what exactly they did. That's why we give Mahasit Sheker to remind us, don't forget, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Don't panic. Don't Chas V'Shalom. Don't think it's the end of the world. Don't get disappointed. Don't get depressed. Because all is the Hashkachato. It's the supervision of Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenizkeh b'chodesh mane.
Koil ha'neshamot, halel ko haleluko. Koil ha'neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil ha'neshamot, halel ko haleluko. Koil ha'neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.